Welcome to AWARE. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon and welcome to AWARE. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. Joining us today are Esther and Jerry Hicks. They are two very inspirational speakers. They dialogue with a group of non-physical spiritual teachers calling themselves Abraham, and they've been bringing this information for over 20 years, almost 20 years, I think, to over 40 cities per year. So you can imagine that Esther and Jerry are on the road a lot. But it's very, very valuable information. I don't know if you had listened before when Esther and Jerry Hicks were on with their very valuable information. And now they're back here today. We're going to be inviting you, the listeners, to call in to the show later on, and you can ask direct questions to Abraham on the air. But first, I'd like to say hello to Esther and Jerry Hicks. Thanks for joining me again today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Hi.
Hello.
So tell me, where are you right now in the country?
We're in Malibu.
Oh, you're not so far away. That's great. And tell me a little bit about your traveling. Do you live in a motorhome? Is that correct?
Well, we have a home and offices in San Antonio, Texas. But we are rarely there, only about 70 days a year at home, and the rest of the time in some beautiful part of the world. We travel the nation and live on the road mostly, yeah.
We travel like Willie Nelson.
That's great. You know, I had the experience of doing that this summer with motorhome and my family. I loved it. And I remember those experiences as a child because we have such a beautiful country. There's so much to see, and that's a great way to see it. And now, not only are you doing that, but you are bringing these messages across the country in a very accepted way, because people, I think, are very, very ready to hear the messages of Abraham. But you haven't been doing this, you know, just recently. You've been at this for a long time. Have you noticed that there has been a change over the years of the acceptance of the material that you and that Abraham are bringing about?
Tremendous change.
Yeah, we're really noticing the difference in how many people are. We had dinner at a restaurant here in Malibu last night, and the server at the end, he said something. He said, "Oh my God, I know you. I have your book at home."
Oh.
People we're meeting who are really aware of this work these days.
And you know the CD I was listening to, and if anybody is not familiar with the Abraham channelings, I'll have Jerry explain a little bit while Esther prepares in just a minute. But you can go to their website, which is Abraham-Hicks, which is Abraham-Hicks.com. I highly suggest getting the CD on that website. I think it's free; you just pay for shipping. And it's about 19 teachings that are universal laws that Abraham has spoken about over the years that are so right on. And these are things that you might have heard before, but we are so programmed to forget. Things like the law of attraction, which to me is the most valuable one to continue to hear over and over and over and over again, that, as you say on the tape, without exception, what you give thought to is what you attract into your experience. Why do we constantly forget that? Why are we so negatively defaulted?
Let me let Abraham answer that. They've just come in,
oh,
so to speak.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Okay. So what is happening now is that Esther Hicks is going to begin to channel these beings that call themselves Abraham, and they have exquisite teachings we've been hearing and sharing with over the years. Abraham, are you with us?
Yes.
We are. We can hear.
Hello. Wonderful to have you, and thank you for sharing with us this afternoon and the healing that is going to be created in this show. I was asking, what is the reason that we deprogram these very simple laws of the universe that you have given us over the year and that we constantly hear, but we instantly forget?
Well, the reason that most people do not give attention to things that they want to attract is because they have forgotten the power of their thoughts, and most people do most of their attracting, most of their vibrating in response to something that they are observing. And so since you live in a world where there are things wanted and things not wanted, and you tend to give your attention to things not wanted, believing that if you push hard enough against them, they will go away, we think it is your sincere desire to make things better that causes you to look at the problem. And sometimes you just get stuck at looking at the problem instead of reaching for the solution.
Is there any knowledge that you have about our brains being hardwired for negativity?
No, in fact, the opposite is true. For time, really, it is just a function of observing. When you understand that you are a vibrating being and that you are living in a vibrational universe and that your emotions are your indicators of all of that, then you can easily begin to turn things around. But before you are really aware of that, there is a tendency to look at things that make you feel good and then look at things that make you feel bad and then believe that through your action you can make those bad things go away. So that's why there are so many groups and individuals who see there is a war against drugs and a war against terrorism and a war against teenage pregnancy and a war against violence and all of those things getting bigger because whatever you push against becomes more. But your brains are not hardwired, and you are not distorted or crazy people either. It is a function, really, of trying to make things better, but just going about it in a way that does not work.
So that makes sense. If the war against these things is indeed creating this negativity, tell us how to create it positively.
By understanding that whenever you know what you don't want, you in that moment also know what you do want. So if you could just try to be more solution-oriented rather than justifying the problem-oriented. Even Jerry and Esther, who have been listening to us for many, many years, tend to, from time to time, get stuck on the problem. And we think the reason that you do it so often is because you're trying to justify not being where you know you should be. And so you beat the drum of what's wrong just a little bit too long. If you could immediately start beating the drum of the solution or saying things like, wouldn't it be nice if, or looking for slight improvement, things would begin to get better right away. They really would.
So it's a human trait that just takes practice and exercise to be able to be solution-oriented, and that creates the positive future.
Yes, and even better, if you really care how you feel, you will automatically become solution-oriented. When it matters more to you that you feel the relief of releasing resistance, then you will be more solution-oriented. When you ask, it is given every single time, and so what happens is when you are living in the middle of something not wanted, like too many bills and not enough money, or your lover leaves you for someone else, or your body is failing you in some way, so that exaggerated contrast causes an exaggerated desire and exaggerated asking. In the moment that that happens, even if you do not put words to it, source energy responds to your asking and becomes vibrationally at one with that asking. So now you are in a position where the source within you is offering a vibration about your desire, and you can tell by the way you feel where your vibration is in relationship to that. So if you feel negative emotion, that means you're looking at something, usually the opposite of what you want, and your negative emotion is letting you know that you're doing that. It's about vibrational relativity. In other words, you are really source energy, and you are really you here in this body, and depending upon how you are looking at things, you are either setting up a vibration that allows the well-being that is you to flow, or you're setting up a situation that does not allow the well-being to flow. The better you feel, the more you're allowing the things you want. The worse you feel, the more you are in your own way.
Now, how does this affect us on a global level? Can we really be with our thoughts about global warming creating it, or is that even in existence right now?
Global warming or global anything is not something that as individuals you have to worry about, because things of a global nature are answered from the mass consciousness who is individually asking. Now, this is a big one for people to hear. We can feel ourselves upsetting people all over the city, but we want you to understand that, let's say that you are the one-celled organism in the ocean, and you are having your personal experience, which is causing a personal desire to emanate from you. When that desire emanates, Source agrees with you because you are out here on the leading edge. You know best of all what would be better for you. So this is the way Source expands as leading edge consciousness, whether it is the one-celled amoeba in the ocean or whether it is the genius human. When your experience causes you to prefer something, Source agrees with it immediately. Now your work is to get up to speed with that agreement, you see.
It's a matter of mass consciousness. So are the prayer circles and the movements and the peace marches making a difference?
Sometimes they make the difference in that they beat the drum of what's wrong, and then they contribute to the asking in a stronger way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes make the difference because they have beaten the drum of what's wrong, but now they are focused toward improvement, and so now they are part of the solution. In every case, you are of value, and in every case, you are on the leading edge contributing. But there are a lot of people who are in peace movements that are feeling a lot of frustration because they are not allowing themselves to focus upon the solution which Source is focused upon. So they hold themselves in an uncomfortable place.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Is there anything specific, or even not specific, Abraham, that you would like to tell us about what's going on right now in our consciousness, in our world? What are the thoughts on your mind?
We would like to tell you that you are leading edge creators at the perfect place and perfect time, and that you are extensions of Source energy, and that you knew that you would live in contrast like a well-stocked kitchen, and you knew that that contrast would do its job and inspire powerful desire within you. And you knew that when desire is inspired within you, that Source would answer it, and that the universe would expand, and that you would move forward. And you relished that idea. And you knew that you would be born with a guidance system within that would help you know in every moment whether or not you are up to speed with the new fantastic desire that you have launched. And you intended to follow your bliss, to reach for the best feeling thought that you could find, to release resistance, and to align with the ever-expanding universal growth that you would be responsible for. Future generations will benefit from the contrast that you live and the desires that are born out of your contrast. But we come forth to help you benefit from the contrast and receive the results of your own desires. We do not think you should have to wait for the next generation to receive the result of what you are asking for.
What is that? What is that result? Can you give us a window as to what that would feel like into the future?
Well, it is not as far into the future as you might think, because as you stand in the middle of your now and someone is rude to you, you launch a rocket of desire that you would like to interact with people who are nicer. when you are rude to someone, you launch a rocket of desire that you would like to get along better with people. When you are sick, you launch a rocket of desire that says, I would like to be well. In other words, just by living your contrasting experience, your desires emanate from you, and the natural evolution of the universe takes place. It's not so much that we are here to encourage you to go romping into the future, because you cannot help that. It is that we would like you to allow yourselves the benefit of having been exposed to the contrast that causes you to reach just beyond where you are. We cannot stand still, any of us. Expansion is a natural byproduct of our existence. And we want our human friends to ride this wave of expansion in the joyous abandon that non-physical energy does. We want you to soar in love and joy and appreciation. And the only reason that you would ever not do that is because you are lost in the contrast and trying to justify the desire that is born from it, and so holding yourself apart from the resources of the universe that are pointed powerfully toward your desire. In other words, let's say that you are sick in your body. It's hurting you in some way. And as you stand there, you know you want wellness, but you don't know how to get wellness. You've tried the physicians. They're not helping much. You've tried the medicines, and maybe it's not helping much. And now you don't know which way to turn. What we want you to know is that the journey from where you are to where you want to be is not only possible, but it is easy once you are able to make your journey understandable. As Jerry and Esther travel from Phoenix to San Diego, it's an easy journey. It's 400 miles, and it's across the desert, but it's easy in the sense that it's not confusing. They know they must go west, and they know that they will get there. And so even though much of the journey they're not yet there yet, they do not lose heart. They don't get to the halfway point and get discouraged and then get disoriented and then turn around and go back to Phoenix. They know they will get there. The journey between sickness and wellness is just as easy. The journey between not enough money and plenty of money, or not enough lovers and plenty of lovers, is just as easy. But you must make your journey one you understand. And the only way that you can make it understandable is by understanding that there are two vibrational points within it. In other words, Magellan, the navigational system in Jerry and Esther's vehicle, says, this is the route. The antennas on the roof and the computer in the coach tells Magellan where Jerry and Esther are. They program their new destination. And now those two points of relativity are considered, where they are and where they want to be. You have exactly the same thing. When contrast causes you to know that you want to be someplace different than where you are, now there is vibrational relativity between where you are and where you want to be. When you feel good, you're moving toward where you want to be. When you feel bad, you are moving away from where you want to be. Your guidance system is perfect and practical and simple once you get the hang of it.
Now, when you have a cellular memory in the body that is something of a rape or an extreme abuse, and that lives cellularly in the body, does thinking of where you want to be unlock that?
Well, it is not your cellular memory about that rape that is getting in your way. It is your conscious memory that you are activating when you think about it. In other words, let's say that you have been raped. Let's say you were abused. And let's say that you remember it and you try to forget it. But now you have a new relationship with someone, and something about what this person says or what this person does is activating the horror of that dominance. And so now it is activated within you again. Some would say, well, you must turn your thoughts away from that and toward living the wonderful life that you now choose. But the fact is, whatever the activated vibration within you, you don't have access to thoughts or other vibrations that are very far away from that. So you can't just forget a vibration that's active. You have to guide yourself away from it thought by thought by thought. We encourage you to reach for the best feeling thought you can find. And as you find a thought that feels a little better, your vibrational point of attraction will shift, and then you can find another thought that feels a little better, until eventually you can be vibrating in an entirely different place. Magellan never says to Jerry and Esther, "Where have you been?" Because where you have been is irrelevant to the two points that are now important, which is where they are and where they want to go. But we know when you have been someplace you don't want to be, and even worse, when you're now standing in the place you don't want to be, there is a tendency to explain where you've been in order to justify where you are, that it's counterproductive. And you could technically stay there forever, not stuck in the same place because you can't stand still. Different faces, different places, but the essence of your life will not change until you change the essence of your vibration.
How does this apply when the instances are still occurring every single day, whether it be constant abuse, whether it be constant emotional trauma, even where it comes to every single day innocent people are being killed in Iraq by U.S. bombs? How do you operate when this is happening on a regular daily basis?
Well, let's say that you are someone who is watching that from a distance, and every time you see it is upsetting to you. And in the middle of that contrasting experience, rockets of desires radiate from you that say things like, I want these innocent people to be safe, and I want these innocent people who are our soldiers to come home. I want everyone to return to their families. I want things to get better, which seems a far cry and sort of Pollyanna in relationship to what's actually happening. So even when you try to put words to those feelings, they seem not nearly enough, and you feel frustrated in your futility because your words seem so small in the wake of this huge current that seems to be unstoppable. So as you interact with these thoughts, you feel worse and worse and worse.
And helpless, yes.
So now your contrasting experience is saying to you, you feel helpless. You are helpless. In other words, you cannot do anything about this. You cannot call your president and get his ear. You cannot go over there and stop the bombs from dropping. And so when you look at it, you render yourself powerless because you cannot do anything about it, not right now. You can't, in terms of action, fix this. But you do have some choices regarding the emotional journey that you take. So let's say that you decide that you're going to try to find a way of feeling better. Now, that makes people mad right away because that feels like putting your head in the sand. It feels like not doing anything about it. It feels like giving in to powers that be. It feels like not helping. It feels selfish, like going off and living your own life and just trying to live happily ever after no matter what bad things are happening. But let's say that you've watched enough of it that you have launched powerful rockets of desires, and you have to understand that every time you launch one of those rockets of desires, source says yes, and circumstances and events begin moving toward that improvement. Now, there are millions of people all over the world that are launching those kinds of rockets of desires, and source is saying yes, so there is a huge current that is moving toward the resolutions that you are seeking. Even though you don't know how or where or when or who, you know what you are wanting and why you are wanting it. And so source is in agreement and working toward that end. So now that point of vibrational relativity has been established. And now you, if you're paying attention to the way you feel, can tell whether you are in vibrational alignment and allowing of what you're asking for or whether you are not. So now, let's say that you've just watched the broadcast, you are feeling particularly horrible about it, and you say, Well, I've launched a rocket of desire, and I'm sure that Source Energy is taking care of that. Well, that's much too big of a jump for you to go from your feeling of powerless all the way into this feeling of bliss and positive anticipation. No one can make that jump. That's like turning your radio dial to 6:30 a.m. and expecting to hear the broadcast on 98 FM. It's not going to happen. The frequencies are too far apart. So you must reach for the best feeling thought you can find. And from a place of powerlessness, the best feeling thought that you can find might very well be one of anger or revenge or hate. That is, in fact, what terrorism is about. People feeling powerless and trying to get some of their power back by turning to thoughts or even behavior of revenge. Now, hopefully, you will not find revenge and act on it, but if you were in powerlessness, we would encourage you into revenge or even hate or even anger because it would feel better to you. And when it does feel better to you, it means you have released some of your resistance and you are beginning to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So let's say you find some thoughts of revenge. You talk about your government or you talk about the terrorists. You talk about the injustice of people getting on a train with a bomb, hurting other innocent people, or you talk about your government who stands back from the danger themselves personally while they send soldiers into harm's way, or your government who seems irresponsible in its willingness to drop bombs on civilians. And as you point your attention, your angry attention, and you acknowledge that in your anger you feel better than in your powerlessness, we would say, good job, you have begun to move your vibration into closer proximity. But anger is a far cry from alignment, and you cannot be part of the solution while you are still in anger. You are a better part of the solution in anger than you are in powerlessness, but you still must move closer to who you really are. So then you try to find thoughts that feel less angry. You think in terms of the war in general or wars in general. You think about political people in general. You think in terms of rulers and dictators all over the world who have always been willing to send their innocent soldiers into war, who have always been willing to trump things up, to distort information, to give false information over the airwaves. Governments on all sides of all issues have been doing this. And as you begin to focus more generally rather than specifically at governments in general, you lose the hatred that you are feeling for one government or the other in particular, and you move closer toward your vibrational alignment with what you want. And now, as you have moved from hatred and revenge into anger, you may be able to even find thoughts of frustration. Frustration over young people who are not really thinking for themselves. Frustration over people who are making decisions based upon false information. Frustration over people that are claiming to be reaching for things that are better for all of humanity when they are really only financially motivated from their own selfish perspective. And as you reach for these thoughts that are more about money than about lives, you will find the intensity of your discomfort softening as you are now focused upon the things of frustration. And in time, as you really want to, you've given us perhaps the most highly charged issue that is on your planet today. But in time, if you really want to, you can talk yourself into a place of feeling better. You might begin to say that in reality, that governments have always been this way, that while you have not been aware of it personally, perhaps, it has been underfoot, and that there have been many civilizations that have been thrivers even in the midst of this government activity, and that this government in this nation at this time is really, on the whole, not that much worse than governments have been in the past. While you have not been privy to the details of information, you could even begin to feel some satisfaction that you live in a time with the internet and with so many digital cameras and so many people having access to so much information, that this is a time when it is no longer possible for government policy to be controlled and for government to be able to control the thinking of so many, that this is a time of awakening when more people are involved than ever before, where you have more access to more information so you can make more decisions. And so there are millions of people having firsthand experiences who are launching powerful desires, and Source is agreeing with all of them. And then when some of you find a way to become vibrationally in alignment with your Source, you begin to be the fosterers of the solution or the peacefulness. It does not take many. One who's connected to the stream of well-being is more powerful than millions who are not. And when you understand that you cannot make peace for the world, but you can make peace within your own vibration, and when you take the time and make the effort to make peace within your own vibration, you will be aligned with Source, and you will be inspired to the action. You will be inspired to the words. You will be inspired to all kinds of things that will help you be a catalyst that will spark more meaningful debate and more meaningful conversation. And all of a sudden, you have moved into a place of hopefulness. You are no longer fearful. You are no longer feeling no control. You are no longer revengeful. You are no longer angry. You're not even frustrated. You are in a place where you are beginning to feel some hope. And once you get to the place where you begin to feel hope, energy is moving so powerfully for you that you begin to see evidence of that. And now, people in powerful places will hear your letters. They will read your books. They will begin to listen. They will begin to understand that what they are doing is not working. They will begin to understand that pushing against what is not wanted is only perpetuating more of the same. And before you know it, there will be more peace in your heart. And in time, through the power of your example, others may find it. But please do not need others to find it before you find it. Find it for yourself and teach it to those who are willing to listen. And the world will be, for individuals, as wonderful as they are willing to allow it to be. This world is not broken.
And as you said, it is no accident that we chose to come in at this time, because all of us understand what living in contrast is about. And we might have even been in this place before in our individual past lives. So therefore, we're the types of people that should be able to do this. As you say, the moving forward one thought at a time, if anybody's able to do it, it's the people who are alive on the planet today, right?
You knew about the contrast, and you came not only willingly but eagerly, because you know that contrast is what puts the eternalness in eternity. The contrast is what's making you think, and these thoughts that you feel so powerfully are motion-forward thoughts. In other words, the world will be better because of the thoughts that you are thinking, and the thoughts that you are thinking are because of the contrast you're witnessing, you see.
So if people feel moved by creating peace in their lives and in this world, they should by all means follow that, because that's what they're here to do. And if they're not following that, that's where the lack of alignment is frustrating people, isn't it?
It's the lack of alignment, but you have to understand it's the alignment inside of you.
Right.
In other words, when you witness something that causes a desire to be born within you, you can't move away from that desire, because that desire is a leading-edge desire that you have given birth to, that Source is now in concert with. And what makes man hurt is that he gives birth to desires that he does not stay up to speed with, you see.
You know, I have a question about your choice of the word Source and why you have not chosen to use the word God. Very neutral question, just wondering.
Well, there is nothing wrong with the word God, but it is distorted in the sense that many people have been using it for a long time, meaning many different things. So when you use the word God, all it does is activate within people what they've already decided that they think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And often what they've decided that they think about that is very different from what we know Source is. So we use a word that is less volatile, that attracts less already in place vibration.
Mm.
Someone said to us one day, "Abraham, it bothers me that you don't speak of God." And we said, "We speak of nothing else."
I was just... That is definitely, we have such a charge on that word from history and religion that Source does make sense, because it is one that encompasses all. But I don't believe that when you speak about Source, you're speaking about a man in the sky either. And to me, that connotation is sometimes what I've learned. So that's my past. Another question for you is about money. What is money? What is it, spiritually speaking?
money is a representation of something sought after. When you ask, it is given every single time, and money is just one of those things you ask for. It's a convenient means of exchange. It represents the vibration of abundance. It represents the vibration of a flowable, portable, accessible tool for which you can exchange efforts and energy. We like to put it in this perspective. You never ever say to your friends, you know, I have been healthy for so long, I've decided I will be sick for a while to allow some sick people to be well. Because you do not think that there is any relationship between your using the wellness and someone else not having it. And we would like you to think about money in that same way, that there is not a finite pile of it that is to be divided up, but instead it is an infinite flow.
Mm-hmm. It is an ebb and a flow, and it maybe doesn't always manifest itself in the green pieces of paper. It manifests itself in anything having to do with the meaning of wealth. Sometimes we don't look at it that way.
That's why the word abundance is a better word than money, but there's nothing wrong with intending the green stuff to flow into your experience.
Very interesting. I would like to open up the phones to callers. The messages you were talking about, moving forward one thought at a time, was very, very profound. And if at this time people have questions for Abraham, this is Esther and Jerry. Actually, you're listening to Esther Hicks communicating the messages channeled through her from the teachings of Abraham, the group of beings that call themselves Abraham, which are spiritual teachers. And you can hear this information that's coming through about universal truths. Phone number here is 818-985-KPFK. And you can ask questions either on the air, or I could ask the questions for you. I'm going to start one with our own experience here on this particular radio show that we are doing here, which is called The Aware Show. Can you let me know if there's anything that I need to be aware of that is limiting this show from going to a national level?
Only your awareness that it has not done so yet.
Okay, so shifting my awareness.
Make peace with where you are. Say things like, feel the difference between saying, we're not where we want to be yet, and saying, we're right on track, things are unfolding, everything is unfolding in just the right way. Where we are has given us the opportunity to find out what we really want. Mm-hmm. Our desires have been sharpened by the work that we're doing here. It's given us an opportunity to fine-tune what we're about and direct ourselves in a powerful way. We are in the perfect place at the perfect time. We have launched our rockets of desire into such a powerful place that specific things are lining up for us. And it's nice that we're not rushing in to avenues that are not really what we're looking for. It's wonderful that we're having the opportunity of really getting what we want out there. And we can feel that the universe is saying yes to us, and so things are lining up and everything's in perfect order. And when the door opens that is leading us in the direction of the culmination that we are really wanting, we will be able to feel it. And meanwhile, we're loving what we're doing. Our audience has prepared us in a wonderful way. They have helped us to formulate the questions that future shows will help us answer. Everything is right on track. No lack whatsoever in our vibration. And when you get into that vibrational mode, the next logical step will be what you're looking for, and you'll know it when the door opens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely resonate with that. Thank you for that joy. And thank you very much for that joyful message. Okay, we're going to the phone lines, and there's a question from I think it's Johanna in Santa Monica. Hi. Is it Jonna or just Johanna?
Hello?
Hello.
It's Jonah, actually.
Jonah, hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question that you'd like to ask that?
Yeah, it's sort of a personal question. I used to really get a lot of nourishment and peace from my meditation practice. And over the last year, it feels as though, almost as though there's some kind of block and I can't really get into a quiet, deep state, like a state that feels healing. And I was just wondering why that is and if she has any advice and, or any solution or advice in that regard, please. Thanks.
Well, your time of meditation is still extremely valuable to you, and there is nourishment that is happening. But what's happened is, because of meditation and because of other practices that you are offering, you have raised your vibrational level. You see, when you meditate, you stop thought. And when you stop thought, you stop resistance. And when you stop resistance, your vibration raises to match the vibration of your source. So over time, you have gradually raised that vibration so that on a day-to-day basis, you are closer to that vibration. So you do not feel the relief that you once felt because the degree to which you can raise your vibration is narrower. Does that make sense to you?
The degree to which I can raise my vibration is what?
Here's another example.
Yeah.
Jerry and Esther have purchased a magnificent motor coach. It is a beautiful bus that they travel around, and it is really beautiful to see. When they first received it, Jerry sat up all night and just looked at the beauty of the thing. Now, a few months later, it just looks normal to him. It just looks like home.
Oh.
So in the same sense, through your meditation, you have acclimated to the higher vibration so that now when you meditate, you do not feel the relief that you once felt in the raising of your vibration because your vibrational variance is not as great.
Oh, I see.
It's still as beneficial. When Esther meditated the first time, she felt like she put her toe in a light socket. And now when she meditates, she just feels sort of peaceful swooning. And for a while, she wanted that feeling of power to come back. And we said, Esther, you cannot get that feeling of power back because that was the feeling of going from a lower vibration to a higher vibration in a very short period of time. And now you have acclimated to the higher vibration. The sensation is different for you. And that's what we're telling you. We still encourage you to meditate, but meditate with this idea in your mind. I'm doing extremely well. My past meditation has raised my vibration. And now I'm meditating for the purpose of relaxing and releasing any residual resistance. But I'm so close to the vibration of my source that the sensation will not be as noticeable.
Okay.
That well, and that question was very universal. Thank you very much for asking, and I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
He's not absolutely certain that we're right because he is humbly not acknowledging how well he's doing vibrationally. Mm-hmm. But we would not give it to him because we are giving a universal answer. We are giving it to him specifically.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, I understand. It applied to me as well, too. That's very good. Okay, let's go to Ingrid in Laguna. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
This is about chronic disorganization, constant clutter to like a diseased state where it's this constant thwarting energy of moving on and doing what I know is it's like stumping my drive, my eagerness, my inspirations to become my full potential. And, you know, it's the brain wiring, you know, the so-called psychiatry interpretations, which I won't get into. And
but your question is,
yes,
how can you get clarity?
Yes, how can I break through the blockage of this clutter and being my own worst enemy, you know? Go ahead. Thank you.
You are your own worst enemy because you are beating up on yourself. Your words are harder on you than your clutter is. you see your clutter and you're using it as an excuse to once again not like yourself. But the clutter is evidence of your not liking yourself. And that is the part that we want you to work on first.
Mm.
You see, as you're standing in the midst of the clutter, we acknowledge it's a lot to clean up. It's a lot to organize. These are very busy times with so much coming. And you are so eager about so many things. And so you are gathering a lot of stuff. And there is not anything wrong with that. But it is the emotional journey that you must work on first. In other words, we were visiting with a woman one day who has arthritis in her hips. And she said, how can I find positive thoughts when I am in pain? And we said, well, you can have arthritis in your hips, and that's not going to change today. But you can have arthritis in your hips, and you can feel fearful. Or you can have arthritis in your hips, and you can feel hopeful. And the difference in vibration of fearful to hopeful is the difference between recovery or not.
Yeah.
So what we're getting at is you can't clean your mess up when you are so mad at yourself. You've got to give yourself a break. Say to yourself, I've gathered all of this with very well-meaning reason, and much of it I want and some of it I don't want anymore, but this does not mean I'm a flawed person. It means I'm an eager person. It means I'm an active person. It means I'm an interested person. All of those are qualities that I have been fostering and that I admire in myself. And
yes.
I would also like to add organized to that, and I can become organized, but the thing we want you to hear is you cannot become organized from being mad at yourself. You will become organized from appreciating yourself.
Yes.
We have a game that we play, and it has been effective, but it is an action game, and we are really not wanting you to take action before you take the emotional journey of liking yourself a little more. And we can feel that you've already done that a little bit as you've
yes.
been listening here.
Yes.
A game
wow.
that is very helpful. Buy some banker's boxes and number them from 1 to 20 or 1 to 30 or 1 to 40, depending on how many you need. And then stand in the middle of the room that you feel most cluttered about and pick things up one at a time and say to yourself, is this something I need right away? And if it is, leave it right where it is. And if it isn't, drop it in box number one.
Mm-hmm.
And speak into a recorder, red bikini that I haven't worn in 5 years is in box number one.
Great
then
idea.
Pick up something else and drop it in box number one. Don't try to sort things. Just fill the boxes
yes.
and record what you have put in each box.
Wow.
Time when you have some time watching television, listen to your recording, and on index cards or some sort of a 3x5 file, indicate in alphabetical fashion where you have which box the things are in.
Yes.
And then stack them all in one place, along one wall someplace.
Yes.
The beauty of this is one of the reasons that you have not been willing or able to clean up your clutter is because every time you throw something out, the next day you need it. And so it makes you wary about getting rid of things. The other thing that happens is whenever you sit to clean up your clutter, you get lost in the process and you get bogged down, and
yes.
usually you make a bigger mess
yes.
than you had to begin with, and then you get nowhere.
Yes.
This process is so fast because in an hour or two, you can completely organize into boxes an entire room, and you will not have the discomfort of feeling that you have lost things because it will all be in a place where you can find it if you need it.
Yes.
And what you will discover is as you clear the space, you will feel better. You are right. You are putting your stuff down a little bit about all of that psychological stuff about clutter. But you're right, because every piece of everything has vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And the more of that stuff you have around you, the more it can affect a sensitive person like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be easy about this and be playful. And most of all, be nicer to yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much, Abraham. Thanks so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call, Lisa.
Oh, thank you for being open.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That is a fabulous idea of putting things in that you don't think you need right now into one box, putting a list on, then putting the box away. And that's a great idea. A question came in from a caller who's not on the line, but is asking about, the question is, how can we help worldwide poverty?
But when you have access to information about it and your desire for people to live better or for people to have food radiates from you, in the moment that you see that, that rocket of desire radiates from you and source agrees with you and goes to work on lining things up. Then if you continue to look at poverty, you do not become a vibrational match to the solution that you've asked for, you see. And so in order to really make a difference in this world, you have to begin to see it and feel it as you want it to be. If you are looking at an issue that hurts your heart, you're not helping that issue. You have to find a way of looking at the issue and feeling hope in order to improve world conditions, you see. If you are hopeful and anticipating good things, you're a big help. If you're angry at the government for not doing a better job, you are not helping at all.
And if you're praying for world peace, or if you're praying for something to happen, ending of world hunger, you're essentially saying that it's not happening. Is that correct?
Well, if you are praying with appreciation, you are in alignment with your prayer. If you are praying in despair, you are not in alignment with your prayer. And Source, or that which you call God, never withholds the answer to your prayer. But depending upon how you feel, you hold yourself apart from the solution, or you make yourself a part of the solution. Prayers of appreciation are powerful and answered immediately. Begin again. Every prayer is answered, but you're the ones who must let it in.
Very powerful. Very powerful. I want to talk to Bob, or I want you to talk to Bob in North Hollywood. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Fairly recently, I've become physically disabled, and I'm in constant physical pain. And I'd like to know, perhaps, how I can better cope with that spiritually.
Thank you. Abraham, do you have your question? Do you have an answer?
The most important thing that we want you to understand is that the reason that you are having pain is because the cells of your body are asking for energy solution. That's what pain is. In other words, when you ask, it is given. And when you are allowing, then the giving feels wonderful. When you ask and you do not allow, the giving does not feel good to you. So the sensation of pain literally is energy moving through you toward the solution of recovery, but the energy is being thwarted by thoughts that are not allowing it to flow. Now, here's the easiest way to hear this. If you could relax into the pain in an attitude that the pain means that help is on the way, rather than tensing against the pain in an attitude that something is wrong. You see, every healing comes because there is asking and allowing. Well, you're asking big time. You're asking cellularly and consciously. So if you can find a way of relaxing just a little bit, don't try to make it happen. We want you to know that the healing is happening, that recovery will be there, and you can restore yourself to being without pain. We're not kidding you about this. But you've got to relax and be easy about it. Put yourself in the most comfortable position you can find as often as you can do it, and try to relax. Try to melt right into the mattress. And when you feel pain, say, this pain is a good indicator, not a bad indicator, and try to relax into it. And it will become less and less and less and less. Don't take score on the physical pain reduction right away. Instead, take score on whether you are going from fear to hope. Let it be an emotional pain reduction at first. And it is our promise to you that the physical pain reduction will follow. And as you get feeling better, little by little, you can figure out what contradiction is going on in your vibration that got you to this place to begin with. In other words, if you are full of desire, and you are, you hit the ground running. In other words, you have powerful energy that you are summoning. We can feel it even from this distance. But then your thoughts are pushing against what you are seeing. There is a big tug of war going on within you. And it is a reduction of that tug of war that will lessen the pain. And then it is a reduction of that tug of war that will bring you around to so many of the things that you are wanting. Life is supposed to be better for you. And it will get better for you a little bit at a time. Don't try to make the jump all at once.
Bob, you can hear this, can't you? Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, sweetheart. Thank you for the phone call. We have to complete, unfortunately, and the healing that will resonate throughout the airwaves will continue beyond Abraham being with us anyway. But I wanted to complete with you, if I can, Abraham, for joining us this afternoon.
You are a teacher to the very core of your being, an uplifter, doing exactly what you came to do. We can feel by the power of your intent wonderful things coming to you.
Thank you.
Lisa?
Yes.
I would like to leave our telephone number in case someone doesn't have a computer, that they can't reach our website. Any information can be reached through our office at 1-830-755-2299. And they can also order that free introduction CD or cassette there, too, and it'll be sent to them from our office. That's 1-830-755-2299.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Esther and Jerry Hicks, I love you both. You're wonderful. Blessings.
Good with you here.
It was great speaking with you, too. All right. We'll do it again sometime. All right, and that is it for us this afternoon. While I'm extremely committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.